This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with a great meeting. It was a good meeting for the president because the president was able to call attention to the crime problem. He said a couple of things that were just flat out wrong and deeply misleading. We will get to them. We will also be talking a little bit later in the show about the situation with war looming in Ukraine, or is it a different kind of threat? And then, of course, there is a challenge from so many people that right now our bigger threat is not Russia and what it does with pieces of territory that used to be part of the old Soviet Union. There are a lot of people who believe it's not Russia, it's China on which we should be focusing, and we will deal with that. And yet another comparison, and this one from a member of Congress, with people who are trying to fight COVID. I mean, honestly, medical doctors working against COVID, comparing them to Nazis. Totally outrageous and utterly unacceptable. We will get to that as well. And some grateful words during a national prayer breakfast from President Biden to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. What is he grateful for? This is also important. And also important is the feral pig crisis. No, seriously, this is a very real crisis in California, where, again, Second Amendment advocates together with gun control advocates, Republicans together with Democrats, seem to be uniting to make war on the wild pigs that are causing a gigantic problem. And, of course, with a tremendous number of hungry, homeless people, could this be part of the solution? We will get to that as well. First of all, President Biden, I mentioned, had said a couple of things that were deeply misleading. He's already been fact-checked by the Washington Post and fact-checked about one of the things that he said. We played it before, where he talked about how the Second Amendment of the Constitution, guaranteeing the right to keep and bear arms, he said that they basically said, no, you can't get a cannon. Doesn't mean you get every kind of weapon. Doesn't mean you get an AR-15. Well, the Supreme Court hasn't necessarily interpreted the Second Amendment that way to say that you can get a cannon. It's always allowed some restrictions on not an unlimited right to bear arms. But that whole thing about the Second Amendment being passed with a cannon, it's just not true. And it gets the coveted rating of 4 Pinocchios, which is the highest rating at the Washington Post for telling something that isn't true, which is otherwise known as a lie. And they write, Biden's false claim that the Second Amendment bans cannon ownership. Biden has already been fact-checked on this claim several times, and it's been deemed false each time. We have no idea where he conjured up this notion about a ban on cannon ownership in the early days of the Republic. But he needs to stop making this claim. Amen to that. And then there is also this. Actually, one can maybe honor it with a special introduction here as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
This is not a great, smart tweet. And aside from the tweet of the day, Susan Sarandon, one-time leading Hollywood glamour girl and a gifted actress. Susan Sarandon is also won the Loser of the Day award from Mediaite. And they point out that Susan Sarandon is facing intense backlash for a recent tweet comparing cops gathering at the funeral of slain NYPD detective Jason Rivera to fascism. And she also added this to that tweet, which was a retweet of somebody else. Here's the story. The actress shared a tweet from Danny Haifong, which said, "I'm going to tell my kids this is what fascism looks like," over an image of the photographs of officers assembling last week on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue to honor the funeral that day of Jason Rivera. There's another big funeral. And the photographs are moving because what they show is this army of police officers that New York does feature who are honored and dedicated to risking their lives on behalf of the public. And again, I think a lot of people saw that, thought about the fallen officer, and were moved by it. But not Susan Sarandon. The Danny Haifong, she put his tweet, which said, "I'm going to tell my kids this is what fascism looks like," over an image of the cops. And then Susan Sarandon added this: "So if all these cops weren't needed for crime that day, doesn't that mean they aren't needed any day?" Sarandon added over the original tweet. I mean, the idea that they have too many cops in New York with a soaring crime rate. Rivera and his partner, Wilbert Mora, were shot last month while responding to a domestic call in Harlem, which involved a mother and her adult son, LaShawn McNeil. Thousands of officers, as well as elected officials, friends and family, and members of the public gathered in Manhattan to pay their respects to the officers this week, yet Sarandon viewed the congregation as a nefarious affair. Nobody seemed to agree with Sarandon's take, as the Thelma & Louise star was roundly blasted on Twitter for lacking in class and decency. The reactions were almost uniformly negative, regardless of politics. It's not always the case that you are the media loser when provoking outrage, even outrage this widespread and total, but Sarandon's classless tweet provoked a reaction because it was so thoughtless, crude, and harmful. Americans care about the first responders, says Mediaite. Wanting to reform law enforcement or combat racism in departments across the country, that's an important part of that respect for the job. But reacting like Sarandon did trivializes and mocks every aspect of such an important and complex issue, and worse, it stomps on the graves of officers who were killed in service to their city and their country. Somebody want to defend Susan Sarandon's point of view? 1-800-955-1776. There's also a proclamation that the Neil Young fight, together with Joe Rogan, that that may mark a real victory for freedom of speech. And I initially read that and I thought, wow, that's a stupid claim. It's not so stupid. Maybe there is a victory there. We will get to that. And we will also be talking about whether or not the COVID and the state of the pandemic right now provides a perfect excuse to finally get rid of the State of the Union address. And coming right up, the swine bomb, as it's called. This is a feral pigs, hits the San Francisco Bay Area, says in the New York Times, with tusks flailing. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
He does not get it.
Michael Medved.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
It's the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, this is fascinating to me because it's brand new information as far as I was concerned. Having lived in California for many years, my wife and I spent the first 11 years of our marriage in California before we moved up here, and my wife spent her whole life there. And I've spoken to Diane about it. She was not aware of the danger of feral pigs. But the New York Times, and they have some photographs that are pretty terrifying. These are not lovable little porkers. They are mean, they are dangerous, and they are destructive. In California, the Times reports 56 of 58 counties worry about wild pigs. The swine are inflicting a mounting economic toll in Lafayette, a suburb in the East Bay, San Francisco area, where the pig invasion seems most acute. Before the pandemic, the city shelled out $110,000 when pigs, rooting for grubs, churned soccer and baseball fields like a rototiller. The Park and Recreation Department installed fences around the fields and keeps a trapper on contract to capture and kill the pigs. Recently, neighborhoods have been waking up to find their lawns churned into clumpy heaps of sod and dirt. But it's not just destructiveness, it's actual danger. Fierce, prolific, and highly adaptable, the hybrid swine, like their domesticated cousins, can run into the hundreds of pounds, including the 800-pound Hogzilla, who was shot in Georgia in 2004. 800 pounds. The Agriculture Department estimates there are how many feral pigs in the United States? 6 million. They're often hybrids of domestic pigs brought by European explorers 5 centuries ago, and Eurasian or Russian wild boar imported in the 1900s for sport hunting. The combination made it a super invader, said Mr. Marlowe of the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. The California legislation introduced in January 19th by Bill Dodd, who is a state senator, would remove a requirement that hunters buy a $25 tag that gives them the legal right to hunt down one pig. All year long, you'll be able to hunt as many pigs as you want, said Mr. Sklar, the Fish and Game Commissioner. This is if this bill passes that is currently being debated by the legislature. Some experts believe that the swine, smart and somewhat nomadic, will move to areas where hunting it is not allowed. In Lafayette, the job of culling the swine falls to Chris Davies, a licensed trapper with a vice grip handshake whose family has lived and hunted in the area since the 1880s. Mr. Davies' father, a former hunting guide, tells a story of a fellow guide being gored to death by feral pigs in the 1970s. They are super aggressive and pretty much mean-natured, Mr. Davies said to the pigs he traps. I never met one that liked me. Well, maybe because you've dedicated your life to killing them. He has devised a corn-based bait, which he tosses into a sturdy, metal-fenced corral equipped with cameras, a motion detector, and a cellular connection. When the pigs enter the corral, almost always in the dead of night, Mr. Davies is alerted on his phone. He watches and closes the enclosure's gate remotely once the whole group or sounder is inside. Then he and his wife, Ann, carry their 2 sleeping children into the back of their pickup truck. They drive through the dark and suburban streets to the enclosure and have a ball shooting the pigs. They go down like a sack of potatoes, he said happily. Among animal rights and conservationist groups, Wayne Hishing, the co-founder of Direct Action Everywhere, which describes itself as a fiercely nonviolent organization, said his group was very much opposed to the culling of pigs. Of course they are, which he compared to killing dogs and cats. But dogs and cats don't do damage and they don't threaten people. But more typical is the nuanced view of Brendan Cummings, conservation director of the Center for Biological Diversity, an organization which focuses on the protection of wildlife and endangered species. I would prefer it if California, where we had no wild pigs, he said, adding that introducing jaguars into California could help reduce wild pig populations. Can you imagine? I mean, would this make up for some time on TV? You could watch the jaguars going off to hunt the pigs while the pigs are hunting us. Mr. Davies distributes the dead hogs that he kills to local residents who carve them into pork chops and sausage. Jenny Smith, the assistant pasture manager of the Moraga Horsemen's Association, a local horse club, said she was grateful that the pigs were being trapped and killed. Over the past year, the swine tore up the horse paddock. They're pretty destructive, she said. But Miss Smith is not so sure about eating the culled pigs. Honestly, she said, if somebody said to me, would you like a pig carcass, I'd be like, what? No, I'll go to Safeway, thanks. This is, by the way, if anybody out there has experience helping to cull pigs in California or elsewhere, it would be good to let us know. There's another story, and this is a story that is something of a relief, I guess, but you may remember that the FBI was looking for people who had given threats to 17 black colleges and universities, including, by the way, Kentucky State University, which is the historically black college where our friend Wilfred Riley, who's a frequent guest on this show, happens to teach. But the story now is that the FBI has identified at least six people of interest in a rash of bomb threats directed at the places of worship in historically black colleges and universities, law enforcement officials said Wednesday. The incidents are being investigated as racially motivated extremism and hate crimes, authorities said. Dozens of campuses, churches, and Jewish institutions have reported receiving bomb threats since January 4th, the officials said, though no explosives have actually been found. Here is the killer, you'll pardon the expression. All these six people are juveniles. I hope they're apprehended, brought in, and punished appropriately. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
We're not supposed to all agree. You need to settle down a little bit and quit creating all that hate among the people.
The Michael MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims continue to fall. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 23,000 from the previous week's revised total. Regarding what these numbers mean, Mark Hamrick is a senior analyst with Bankrate.com. He tells USA Radio News.
And this indicates that fresh job loss is not the key issue for the economy.
President Biden is cheering a successful U.S. counterterrorism operation that killed the leader of ISIS.
ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans. our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
He was killed overnight by U.S. Special Forces in Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved Show, concerning this recent epidemic that you probably heard something about threats to blow up a whole series of very important historically black colleges and universities all across the country. It turns out that the people of interest, all juveniles, are thought to have used a digitized phone number to make threatening calls, the officials said. Investigators were searching homes and conducting interviews, but that couldn't be determined yet whether any arrests had been made. The bomb scares put colleges on edge. Federal law enforcement officials have recently warned of a rise in domestic violent extremism, a threat the Federal Bureau of Investigation says stems in large measure from extremists who advocate the superiority of the white race. The Bureau said it was examining the bomb threats as racially or ethnically motivated extremism or hate crimes. You can let that, maybe Whoopi Goldberg will even accept that. But they've declined to say more about the investigation. Now, especially after the Jesse Smollett disaster and crime, And he is someone who I believe should face also tremendously serious consequences for abusing the police department, for abusing the public, for basically doing damage to America. And, of course, if you take a look at Wilfred Riley's book, I just mentioned him, he teaches at one of the schools that was threatened here, that... His book is called Hate Crimes Hoax, which takes a look at these phony crimes. But see, that doesn't stop the need, if they are just phony crimes, if this was just a stunt, if there were no bombs that were actually planted, and even if, or maybe especially if, the perpetrators are actually themselves people of color, where there's an attempt to manufacture the kind of alarm that is there, then yes, when they apprehend these people, they ought to also be punished very profoundly. Because there is no question that with the climate of fear that we have now, and the worries when you have universities like Howard University in Washington, D.C., Spelman College in Atlanta, the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, Edward Waters University in Jacksonville, Florida, and Morgan State University in Baltimore. That's just a few of the 17 that were threatened, and the classes were closed down, and people reacted to it seriously. And it's a good thing, and it's one of the reasons we need an FBI, and an FBI that gets serious about finding these people. Speaking about finding people and meting out an appropriate punishment, on a busy day for the President of the United States, he actually made an announcement that indicates a much-needed victory for the United States in the ongoing war on terror, and yes, it is still there. Listen, this is President Biden announcing this morning. Clip two.
Last night, operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah. He took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed al-Baghdadi. Since then, ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
Okay, this is very important. Now, the rescue workers do say that at least 13 people, including children, were killed during the raid. And that's a serious matter. But it also represents a serious and necessary bit of progress against a completely ruthless, murderous, disgusting terrorist band that many Americans thought had already been destroyed. It hadn't. This is David Martin of CBS News, a national security correspondent. Listen, clip 12.
Well, he goes by a number of names. We'll stick with Haji Abdullah just not to confuse people. He was considered a more hands-on leader than his predecessor, al-Baghdadi. And he was more directly involved in operations, including this recent ISIS attack on a prison where a lot of their fighters were being held, which turned into a 10-day battle. And if he was more hands-on, that may be what gave him away, because to be hands-on, you have to communicate with people. And he may have gotten careless with his phone calls and given U.S. intelligence a lead, which allowed them to follow them back to his house, where, by the way, he lived much like bin Laden lived.
And which means that there were children in the immediate vicinity. Qureshi, according to Reuters, actually blew himself up. And it was his explosions that also killed family members, his wife and kids. Yeah, terrorist dad of the year. Is that what we have here? Let's go to Joe in Virginia. Hello, Joe. What do you know? You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, thank you for everything you do. I enjoy listening to you. At any time I can tune in and get educated, schooled in many ways, I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you. I'm very grateful. Go ahead.
I'm in the military. I'm in the U.S. Army. I have to be careful with what I say, but I wanted to get your opinion on this and see what you had to say about this. And I equate this to, if you've ever been in the military, know anything about the military, how a company is structured, how the military is structured. If you've got a bad or a weak commanding officer, but you've got a lot of good NCOs and junior officers around him, you're all right. If you've got a good commanding officer and several weak or bad NCOs or junior officers around you, you're all right. But if you have a combination of both, you're not going to have a good unit. I get feeling that's coming out of the White House right now. I just don't think anybody is in charge. What do you think, Mike?
I think your perception is probably accurate. It's interesting. We have a veteran intelligence officer, Ralph Peters, coming on the show later, and we could ask him about that. I think that we have very bright people. Obviously, people like General Milley are very bright, but I think part of the problem here is not wanting to overstep those bounds of civilian control. But do I believe that, as with both of the last two administrations, that the people in the military know a lot more and should be much more assertive in trying to work with the White House? I do agree with you. Quick reaction.
Mike, you normally have a very good perception on things and a very good, way of thinking about it. I just wanted to bounce that off of you. Yeah, but if you wanted to ask me that, I would appreciate it, okay?
You bet. When we will talk about it, because, and again, that comes on a day when our military and our civilian leadership gets the credit of taking out this truly evil monster. Speaking of monster, what about a drug rehab program? And again, a champion drug rehab program to show how enlightened the particular country is where they practice cannibalism. Really? Where? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
I was listening to about 15 minutes of this garbage that you were spewing out today, so I thought I'd call it
the Michael MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things that is fascinating in this country is how much attention span matters. I mean, people very often will pay intense attention and focus on some kind of disaster, some kind of threat that we are suffering, and then the media attention sort of wavers onto other things, moves around to something else. Nobody thinks about it anymore. So how are things going in Afghanistan since the United States left the entire country to the tender mercies of the Taliban? And I know there are a lot of people, yeah, can't be that bad because we don't hear that much about it, which is a part of why from time to time I think it's worth taking a look at how things are going in beautiful downtown Kabul and the rest of Afghanistan, where, again, there are a lot of very good people who have gotten out of Dodge, who have gotten out of the country, and others are still stuck there. But that's why it's worth at least taking a very brief look at this Islamic Looney Tune.
Hey, kids, it's cartoon time. That's right, boys and girls. Another explosive excursion into the lighthearted world of Islamic Looney Tunes.
Muhammad is the perfect man.
And this is about the Taliban pledge, and one of their pledges when they took over the government is they were going to deal with what apparently had become a drug crisis in Afghanistan. We're now talking about selling opium or other drugs to the West or exporting it. We're talking about a drug crisis just internally with many people in a desperate situation turning to drugs. So they put people in their new rehab clinics, and there are a bunch of them across the country, and they believe in tough love. In other words, you're locked in there with no food and no medical care for about 3 months each, so you can go turkey. You either your body withstands everything is being put through or it doesn't. But in any event, the report from the Daily Mail, and I'm not going to read it in detail because I couldn't. It would spoil everybody's afternoon. But a starving drug addicts suffer in Afghanistan is the headline. They killed a man. They took his intestines and ate them. The cannibalism taking place in Taliban-run rehab clinics where inmates resort to eating grass, cats, and human flesh.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
A Okay, and no nice Chianti here. They don't believe in alcohol. Taliban promised to wipe out drug addiction as part of their reformed agenda when they seized Afghanistan. Islamists have been rounding up addicts and locking them in hospitals for 3 months while they detox cold turkey. Inmates say conditions are horrific. At least 3 people sleep in each bed. I'm sure that's lovely. And so little food that they go hungry for days. There have been reports from several of the inmates that people have begun resorting to cannibalism, killing some of those people who are sharing beds with them. And in one case, they removed an individual's entrails and his intestines, in other words, and they roasted them over a fire before the surviving inmates could get some nourishment. It's so disgusting that this exists in the world where we do. And again, it is unfortunate that the Taliban have continued to be involved with a mass movement of extreme jihadism that was also related to the victim of the U.S. terror strike, which is appropriate. Okay, speaking of pathetic people and people who don't get enough to eat, and this is not to compare them, but there is also a homelessness update today from the city of Seattle, one of the homeless capitals for the United States. So let's go to a Michael Medved homeless solidarity moment. Directly to the report, which is from Como News here in Seattle, clip 15.
Seattle sidewalks overrun by homeless campers. More tents keep popping up downtown and in several other neighborhoods. In some cases, rows of tents block the sidewalk, forcing people to walk out in the street to get around the obstruction.
1 month into the term of new mayor Bruce Harrell, some business owners are concerned, and concerned neighbors are already accusing him of not following through on his promise to address the issue head on.
This massive tent, measuring more than 6 feet tall and 6 feet wide, showed up a few days ago.
What do you do about something like this?
Yeah, you walk around and you shake your head, unfortunately.
Busy tourist hotspots like this gateway to the Washington State Convention Center and Pike Place Market are now overrun by new tents and homeless encampments. And it's not just the downtown Seattle core. Similar situations are playing out across parts of Capitol Hill, Ballard, and the International District in front of mom-and-pop shops.
They make trouble.
Then there's this cluster across the street from City Hall, right under Mayor Bruce Harrell's office.
You know you're blocking the sidewalk.
It's okay.
Where concerns about crime and open-air drug use seem to go unchecked.
Okay, it's an astonishing thing. And it's very disappointing. And frankly, there needs to be some pressure on the new mayor because he promised he would deal with this. And Jeremy was just up on Capitol Hill yesterday on some business, and he says it's worse than ever. It's worse than the last mayor. Now, again, you don't expect immediate action, but the fact that it would be worse and that the graffiti would be worse, there's also this... And this is, I really thought, worth sharing. There was a letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal, and it's by Lillian Marsano, who lists her home as New York. She says, regarding Daniel Henninger's column, America's Mindlessness Epidemic, we talked about that with Daniel Henninger, this ignorant selfishness is so revealed in New York Central Park, where I work as a volunteer. I see lawns used as garbage bins for doggy poop bags, debris tossed into bushes and under benches, paper napkins rolled into bits small enough to wedge between the slats of the park benches, bikers who ride often at high speeds on paths reserved for walkers, and are ready to use the F word if you ask them not to. and then beer and soda cans thrown everywhere into the Harlem Mere, that's a creek there, and other pools in the park. These sins are minor compared with the actual crimes elsewhere in the city, but they indicate a society in crisis. It was a truly sad day for me when a close, aged friend told me that she no longer cared what might happen because she would be dead soon anyway. That's my nightmare, that no one really cares anymore. The Seattle Times had a piece recently about King County making promises about dealing with the homeless. And there have been minor promises that have been kept. They bought more properties. They bought more places to shelter the homeless. But the homeless keep on coming, because when you keep giving people things for doing certain behaviors, you're going to get more of those behaviors. King County purchased 9 properties in 2021, 7 hotels and 2 apartment buildings, but so far only 2 hotels are providing shelter to chronically homeless people. One more is currently sheltering Afghan refugees, and another is providing a safe place for people with COVID-19 to isolate and quarantine. The other 5 properties remain vacant. Seattle is in a similar position. That's as opposed to King County. In September, then Mayor Jenny Durkan announced the city would help buy 3 brand new apartment buildings with the goal of filling them by the end of the year. But on the last day of 2021, they weren't filled. No one was there. But Ralph Peters is going to be here joining us, a long-term Army intelligence officer. What is next in Russia and Ukraine and in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.